For decades, the state allowed billions of gallons of water to be taken from East Maui streams by former plantation owner Alexander N. Baldwin without considering cultural and environmental impacts. A group of Native Hawaiian taro farmers and cultural practitioners want to change that. Summer Silva, an attorney with the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, represents the group.
They're asking for bare minimum here. They're really asking for, you know, identify what your impacts are and tell us how you're going to mitigate those if, in fact, your use gets approved. Tell us so that the decision makers know what exactly they're saying yes to.
In the case Carmichael versus the Board of Land and Natural Resources, a judge sanctioned the state's practice of issuing month-to-month permits to ANB without requiring environmental reviews.
And that should have been required or ordered prior to the diversion of these resources. In this case, for decades and decades, that has not been the case. These temporary permits, the ones that issue in this case, have been issued and or held over and or continued for 30 years.
Alexander N. Baldwin spokesman Darren Pai declined to comment on the appeal, saying the company is still reviewing the filing. Silva expects a decision by the High Court in the next 2 months. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.